Next on our agenda is the consent agenda. As you can see, we have 10 items covering a wide range of judicial branch topics. Some were referred to by our internal chair reports. As you can see, internal procedure and inter-county transfers, updates to judicial council forms to reflect changes in the federal poverty guidelines, revisions to the traffic, uniform bail, and penalty schedules, grant funding allocations for access to visitation programs, judicial council-sponsored legislation relating to judicial positions for the courts of appeal, and four reports to the legislature from the branch or the council, which is, as you know, part of our regular ongoing reporting to our sister branch. As you know also, but for those who may be new to hearing our procedure here at council, the Executive and Planning Committee places items on the consent agenda in consideration of council meeting time and to ensure that the work of the council and its advisory committees can be as effective and efficient as possible in setting policy and implementing solutions to the issues facing our courts and the branch. An item being placed on the consent agenda in no way reflects the significance of the proposal or the labor that went into proposing it. I know this from experience as I worked on item D on the agenda in my role as chair of the Administrative Presiding Justice's Advisory Committee. Prior to the meeting, any council member may request that an item be moved to the discussion agenda. We've had no requests to move any of these items to the discussion agenda, so I ask for a motion to move the agenda and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Judge Ellsworth, so moved. Judge McCabe, and I believe second. And also Judge Jacobson. The agenda is approved.